Right now, I'm supposed to be critically thinking about how Facebook has affected communication and interrelation between members of my generation of 20-something-year-olds. About what it really means beneath its surface of wall posts, events, photos, and statuses. But I can't seem to stop myself from looking through my friends' profiles and pictures on Facebook. I'd like to say that I'm doing research, but it would be more accurate to call it procrastination. It's easy to stop here and say that Facebook has turned me and my peers into a generation of internet zombies, mindlessly navigating our way through the virtual social sphere by clicking on profiles and searching through photos. But this navigation is neither zombie-like nor mindless. In fact, it tends to be a very targeted effort at self-representation and identification. The internet has lateralized our world from one in which information and media flow from top down to one in which it disperses from seemingly everywhere. This flattening of our information world has made us youngsters so very eager to establish a place for ourselves on this new landscape. So, in order to make a place for ourselves, we carve out a type of public persona. Our profile pictures become the ultimate representations of who we want to be seen as. We write on each other's walls not merely to communicate with one another, but to let everyone else know how we communicate with each other. We are essentially mapping ourselves onto the social terrain. Or wait a second, am I getting carried away with this? Are we just trying to talk to each other? In an effort to dig deeper, I interviewed several friends about their opinions of Facebook.
I go on Facebook to check on people's birthdays. I go on Facebook to very rarely write on other people's walls. My instinct is not usually, when I want to communicate with someone, it isn't usually to Facebook them. It's usually to send them, I'd rather send them an email.
That's Marlena Edelstein. Lately, she's become a less frequent Facebook user. She says she primarily goes on Facebook when she's bored or frustrated by a certain assignment at school or at her internship.
I trust Facebook less. It seems to be you're not really communicating with with a real other person. You're communicating with this sort of very micromanaged, usually, sort of picture of that other person, which, I mean, of course, we all groom ourselves to be something that we, you know, we construct the image we project into the world all the time, but it seems to be like a really, really blatant exhibition of that, like, very human tendency.
Marlena also discusses how the distance inherent in internet interactions allows for a more calculated and impressive representation of self.
When you're in conversation, you don't always have the chance to have that sort of witty response that you thought about 10 minutes later that you wish you had said at that one moment when you're, you know, talking to someone you really want to impress, whether it's the person you like or just a friend. When you're having a Facebook conversation, that's totally possible. You have that distance to really think about what you want to present. And I guess that's the difference, you know. Of course, and on the day-to-day in day-to-day life, we perform our you know, the image we want to create, or the image we want to project, excuse me. But with Facebook, you just get the chance to think about it a little bit more. And it's a much more active construction rather than what might be a passive thing on a day-to-day basis.
Mu Abeletto, a 23-year-old Brooklynite, is ambivalent about leaving those witty remarks and calculated comments that Marlena describes. A self-described control freak, Mu fears that those witty remarks are constantly misconstrued, and by communicating with an individual in a public domain, she loses control over the significance and impact of her words. She doesn't want visitors to her friends' Facebook pages to fill in the blanks of her wall posts, so she has recently decided to close shop. Moo quit Facebook several months ago and has only snuck back on once at 4 in the morning to print out some photos. She no longer subscribes to the system of coded and mysterious communication. She says she has been pretty satisfied with her decision to deactivate her Facebook account. Is Facebook giving us more control over our communications or severely limiting it? Perhaps in an effort to speak to an entire network of readers by posting on a friend's wall, a generally public domain, we lose touch with intimate relationships. We are focused on maintaining appearances rather than deepening the relationships that are important to us. Have we simply become social networkers? I sat down with Razi Saad, a frequent Facebook user, who explained her theory to me about why us American teens are so timid to have honest face-to-face interactions.
I think that they use it a lot to advertise themselves, and that in a way they fear really connecting with people that they want to, so they use the public walls in order to explain what's going on in their lives without having to directly say it to a person, but then have that understanding that people are going to see it anyway, even though they're not saying it directly.
So at the same time, we're not really connecting even.
Yeah, I don't think that this is a good way for us to connect in a way, because now we're just using this as a crutch. Instead of trying to go out and really have real conversations with people, we just write on their walls. When it's someone's birthday, we write on their walls. Instead of going out and having real conversations, people are at home on Facebook using Facebook chat, and it's easy to do it behind a computer, and it's become the major social network that everyone is constantly on, even on their Blackberries and things and their whatever phone they have. So I think that, yeah, maybe it's helped us, we communicate better and faster with all these people, but yeah, definitely an artificial way.
Though we may be losing touch with a sense of intimate connectedness, what are we gaining?
You know, I think what's interesting about Facebook and all the other social networks is that it does really expand the number of people you are in contact with. I think about this all the time, about how people today must have so many more quote-unquote friendships. Not, I'm not talking about Facebook friends, but, you know, people they would consider their friends than they did, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, because you just have the opportunity to be in contact with more people.
So what does this all mean? By gaining access to more information and a wider social network, we are exposed to a multitude of lifestyles, ideologies, and value systems. Though subscribing to these social networking sites may threaten some sense of intimate connectedness, we cannot simply shut off if we want to participate in the online exchange of information. We must be conscientious of our connectedness in our personal lives and also find our space within the online communities, ultimately striking some kind of balance. For WBAI's Health Styles, this is Maddie Neufeld.